us in the everyday, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Therefore, as the elect of God in chapter 3, verse 12, Colossians. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy, and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing with one another, which means don't react to each other, even though if somebody says something to you that's a little off the wall, don't react, but rather in verse 13, forgive one another. And this is good advice. If anyone has a complaint against another, do not tell the pastor. That's very much in the Greek. If you have a complaint against somebody else in the church, don't tell me. But even as Christ forgave you, and there was lots to complain about you in your life, even as Christ forgave you, so you also should do to them. Pretty good advice. Begins by saying we are the elect of God, His chosen people. We are holy, set apart unto Him and for Him. And we are beloved. We are greatly loved by Him. And we have His nature within us. We are born again. We have the Holy Spirit indwelling us. He is in us. 1 John 4:4, great is He that is in us. So with that nature in us, with the nature of God inside of us as Christians, we are vessels. We carry about within us a treasure. The divine nature of God. So we are to put on, or manifest, or exhibit, or express through our lives, tender mercy towards people, kindness, humility with others, meekness, long-suffering, not reacting to each other, but rather forgiving, and not complaining about each other, but rather, as Christ forgave you, you also forgive them. And above all these things mentioned, all of these character traits, which come from the nature of God within you. They're not things that you and I could work up in ourselves, but these come from God in us. Above all these things, which is things, put on love, which is all of these, which is the root source of all of these things. Put on love. Express love to others. Love your neighbor. Love God. Love people. Love the lost. Love one another, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Or some of your Bibles may say, which is the bond of unity, or the unity of perfection. Or brings us into perfect unity. The bond means holds together. A bond is a bonding agent. It holds things together. When you glue something to something else, you're bonding it to one thing to another. So it has to do with unity. And that's why some of your versions say it's the bond of unity, or the bond of perfect unity. So the love of God is the perfect bond of unity. The love of God, as it's expressed through his children, you and me, is the perfect bond of unity in any group of people, in any relationship, from a mere acquaintance to somebody that you work with on the job, to somebody that you know at the bank, to somebody that you do business with, to family members, or to the closest bond you have, probably your spouse. The perfect bond of unity in those relationships, from a marriage relationship to just a mere acquaintance relationship, the bond of unity in that relationship is love. And if anything comes in to try to stop that relationship, then you have the tools through love to forgive, not react, be kind, be meek, be humble. And with those things in play, you're not going to have disunity. Expressing these character traits to others is the expression of the new nature within us. Everybody has it. You can't say, I can't do that, because it's in you. It is in you. You can say, I don't do that. But you can't say, I can't do that. And that's why 4:13 of Philippians says you can do all things through Christ. You can do that, because you have God Almighty dwelling within you. You are his representative, his ambassador. You are the vessel that carries the treasure to others, the person sitting beside you. You may not be a treasure, but there is a treasure in you that is very, very valuable, very precious. So the Holy Spirit is within us. We have him within us, and he loves others. The Spirit of God who is in you loves other people. The Spirit of God in you loves the person sitting beside you and loves you with the greatest of loves, an everlasting love, in Jeremiah 31:3, an unconditional love, a self-sacrificing love. He has the utmost, highest quality of love, agape love. That love is inside of you, ready to be expressed to the person next to you and to the person that throughout the week that you'll meet along life's way, and to the people you have in your own home. You have agape love to express to them. And it doesn't come from you as the source, it comes from God as the source. And as long as you're a Christian and you've been born again and you have God's nature within you, and you are, and you do, you have the capacity to love people with God's love. You have that ability. Nothing a person can do or say can prevent God from continuing to love them all through their lives. Nothing they do, nothing they say can prevent God from loving them all through their lives. There are countless testimonies of people who were absolutely belligerent towards God before they were Christians. They cursed him, they swore at him, they denied him, they rejected him, they said the most evil, foulest things against God. He still saved them. Nothing they said, nothing they did, caused God to wash his hands of them. His love wouldn't quit. All of their lives until their last dying breath, God loved them. Nothing a person can do can prevent that love. We know as believers that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. We have Romans 8:35. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who or what can separate me from Christ's love for me? Shall tribulation, trials, problems, Shall stress, distress, stress separate me from God's love? I mean, when I'm distressing, I may not feel like he loves me, but he loves me. How about persecution? When I'm being persecuted, unjustly treated by the world system, may not be direct persecution, may just be the results of being in Satan's world system and things don't go my way. Things fall apart. 20 people on the job and I'm the only one that gets fired. Why? Persecution. Is that going to separate me from Christ's love? No. He still loves me. How about famine? Not my favorite trial. Well, when you're in a famine, does that mean that God doesn't love you? Of course not. Nothing to wear, nakedness, no clothes, wearing the same old rags you've been wearing for years. Can't afford anything different. Does that mean Christ doesn't love you? No. Doesn't mean that at all. How about peril, the sword? Verse 38, I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities or powers, speaking of the high-ranking angelic and demonic forces in the atmosphere around us that we can't see but live in the invisible kingdom, can those things that are present and things to come, verse 39, height, depth, or any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing we go through, can we ever say God doesn't love me? Or I don't think God's paying attention to me. Or God's not taking care of me in this area. He loves us through it all. So love is available, the same quality of love is available from every believer who looks to God for his divine supply. This kind of love we're talking about, agape love, is available to every one of us to express to another person. And it's done so through the divine supply we have inside of us, namely his Holy Spirit. We have the ability that God gives. 1 Peter 4:11. It's an ability that God gives, not one that we have on our own. Through our fellowship with God, when we fellowship with God, we partake of his divine nature of love. In fact, what you did this morning, you were worshiping him, you were singing songs to him, you were worshiping, you were fellowshipping. What you're doing now, you're hearing his word. You're fellowshipping with God. You prayed earlier that you were fellowshipping with God. Those things connect you to be a partaker of his divine nature. Helps you express his divine nature.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986.